Charles Hazelwood, and for the first time ever since I've been doing my show, I'm doing it from down on my farm. I'm sitting in my trailer, which is backed up in a big Dutch barn with an open front, and I've got the most perfect view in the distance of Glastonbury Tor and just the beginning of the Somerset Levels. I'm a conductor, and so when I'm at home and not out touring with an orchestra, this is where I learn my music. This is where I get inside the scores, the pieces that I'm preparing to conduct. And if you like, the earth elemental forces, the vibrations of Glastonbury Tor and all the surrounding area infuse and inform my music and my learning of music, and I hope very much that they will inform and infuse this programme also. The only rule in terms of my show on Radio 2 is that I play only good music, at least in my book. So that could be anything from Albinoni to Aphex Twin, from Bert Bacharach to Beethoven. You name it, it could be genuinely the world of music. All you need to do is sit back, turn up the volume, and open your heart to some extraordinary different approaches in sound. And I'll be looking at lots of coincidences like that through the show. And we've got Messiaen coming up. We've got James McMillan, but we've also got Leonard Cohen and Steve Harley. The kind of combinations that I think give off a strange kind of heat. Nick Harper's next, an amazing artist that I heard at the Llama Tree Festival a couple of years ago, which is an amazing, amazing festival that if you've ever been, you should go. It's between Shaftesbury and Salisbury in Dorset. And it's a basically folk and world roots kind of festival. This guy, Nick Harper, can make an absolute symphony of sound just out of a guitar. Listen to this, very understated, but full fat.
put me in the ground. I've made it easy for you in my own little way.
Before They Put Me in the Ground, from Nick Harper's album Harper Space. Now, part of how he gets such a kind of depth of sound is the use of his left hand. You know, if you've ever played any stringed instrument, a guitar, a violin, a cello, whatever, it's so much to do with the amount of pressure or lack of pressure you apply when you're pitching the note with your left hand, and much less to do with how vigorously or otherwise you may strum or bow, depending. Now, part of what makes me love Nick Harper is that despite this kind of very potent, very protein-rich kind of guitar style, it's also about the implied sounds, this kind of refractions of sound which are not directly in the chords or the individual notes that he's picking out, but in what those notes might imply. And to illustrate that a bit more, I want to take you to a Russian composer called Alfred Schnittke, who only died back in the 1990s. This is a section from his first piano concerto, where, to begin with anyway, he employs a technique that you might call ghosting,